Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. Somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Here we go, Bonnie. Test, test, test. We're up and going. Here we go.
Test, test, test.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You look forward to doing these podcasts?
I mean,
because you're always saying, come on, we got to do a podcast. Then when we do it, you're like, oh, I hate doing this, but you always
say, I hate doing it.
A million times you said,
oh,
I hate
maybe
doing
I do.
But then you always say, come on, we got to do a podcast. Like, you look forward
well,
to it.
No, this is, it's my own fucking work ethic. If I say I'm going to do something, I do it. I don't go, oh, I'm going to do a podcast every week and then not do it.
You have work ethic? That's your
yes,
work ethic?
Yes, I grew up in a certain way. It gave me work ethic.
You grow up in a certain way or you grow up a certain way?
I grew up in a certain way.
No, it's not in a certain way.
First of all, it doesn't matter.
I grew up in a certain way. It's like in a building. I grew up a certain way.
Rich, please.
In a certain way. Maybe you could say it that way.
Oh, my God, I can't.
Maybe you could say it that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Bonnie's been...
I grew up in a certain manner. How does that? Is that... That's better?
That's better.
In a certain manner.
I like that. I like that better.
That, you know... Allowed me to develop a certain work ethic.
Are we,
which is, you know.
Are we getting old together?
We are.
Do other comics look at us and go, oh, old?
Yes.
No. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to, like, look at, like, Freddie Roman and Dick Capri and those guys.
Yep.
No.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
We are the new Freddie Romans.
Yeah.
And the new Dick Capris and the new Stewie Stones.
There's no ladies in that?
I can't think of the ladies at work then.
Ladies don't make it that far. Ladies are still in it. They're like Joan Rivers, just killing it.
We're the Phyllis Dillers? Mm-hmm. Not that old.
I met Phyllis Diller.
So, whoa, did you just go, I met Phyllis Diller?
Yeah, it was a big deal in my life.
So did I.
Okay, well, what? Oh.
Why was it?
Oh, my God, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was only supposed to say things that only happened to me. I'm sure other people met fucking Phyllis Diller in their life.
I have a picture with Don Rickles.
You win. You win.
Do you have
there
a
you go.
Do you have a picture with
ladies and gentlemen, I hereby denounce any experience that I may have had in the past, as Rich has done it more times, better, bigger, oftener. Oftener? That's not a word.
Yeah, that's not a word. Do you have a picture with Phyllis Diller?
No.
Want me to tell you my Phyllis Diller story?
She took both of her hand, my hand in both of her hands and said...
Quit.
Basically, she says, a long and lonely road.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what I did to win Phyllis over.
She ain't wrong. I got married right after that. Phyllis Diller.
Who'd you get married to?
Scared me into marrying you.
Oh, I thought you had a marriage before me. Did you have?
You think you'd just find that out now?
Oh, well, you're good at covering things up. When we were doing Last Comic Standing.
Are you saying I'm good at something? Finally?
When we were doing Last Comic Standing, the semifinals was in Vegas. And they had three judges. I don't know who the other two, but Phyllis Diller was one of them. And I knew it. So I said, you know what? I'm going to wear a suit. Nobody else wore a suit. I probably told this story on the podcast before.
Nobody gives a shit, then or now.
And then when I
continue.
Then when I came out.
I wore a suit. What? Oh, you wore a suit. I wore a suit on television.
No,
wore a suit on every show I ever went on. I was on Last Comic. Oh, are you telling a story about being on Last Comic Standing? I was on Last Comic Standing.
You didn't make it as far as me. So after my set in Vegas, Phyllis Diller, because I knew wearing a suit, she would be impressed. She goes, you're the only one that wore a suit.
Did she call you Freddie Roman?
And she said, Freddie, so you're the only one that wore a suit. And you got to respect Vegas. That's all I'm saying. And that's what I did.
You do? You have to respect Vegas?
When you're doing a big room, you come out in a suit.
Yeah, because
back
those
then,
people...
in front of Phyllis Diller.
Because when you're playing Vegas, the people that are in that showroom, man, that's the crowd you want.
Back in the day, during the Rat Pack,
back when you first started?
Back when,
Yeah, you come at me, I come at you, bitch.
You see the picture on Twitter, someone made me look like I had AIDS and stuff?
No.
You didn't see it?
No. God, what is with you today?
What's with you? You don't agree with anything anybody says.
Rich, what? I said I met Phyllis Diller. You were the one who came at me. I met Phyllis Diller.
Is that what I said?
Oh, I wore a suit.
Yeah, oh, really? Now you're making fun of how I talk? Okay, radio listener.
No, I'm not making fun of how you talk at all.
Yes, you did. You went...
No, listen, I'm just doing a shitty impression of you. You're picking up on the slips and slurs.
No. I can't find this picture now. I don't want to go through all my Twitter.
Because you don't know how to...
How do I do it? Because I don't know who sent it, so you're right. There's no way to
did
look
at it. Did you retweet it?
No, it's gross. Let me just try to find it for you.
Okay, forget it. I don't want to see it.
Plug the roast. Tell them where they can get
the roast is finally coming to your computer or television June 17th. You can order it. You can pre-order it now, or you can just go June 17th and order it up. And here's how you go get it. BossRoast.com. VOSROAST.com. Just go there. All the information is there. You can go there right now and watch a trailer if you want to. VossRoast.com. Go to that website.
Not a trailer that carries horses. A real trailer, like a video trailer. Tell them what the trailer,
I won't
I mean?
Tell them that.
You're not going to tell them? You're going to let them think?
No, this is the roast that we filmed almost a year ago. And
almost a year ago.
It has been blood, sweat, and tears trying to get this thing to come out because we partnered up.
With a company that has other things going on, so we weren't top priority.
We'll live and learn,
Oh, here.
Live and learn.
Look how girl, look.
Oh my God. Please retweet that.
Huh?
Retweet that.
Why? That's so gross. It's making fun of people that are sick.
I know, no. That's true.
I can't make fun of people.
I know, but now people want to see it. Now people will want to see it.
R.A.P. Rich Voss. Oh, I can't.
You should retweet that and go, that's not cool.
How do you retweet and write?
Oh my God. He swears that he's good at this stuff.
I can't retweet that. So how did they do this?
Here, give me that.
No. Don't retweet that. I'm not giving that person.
You're not giving him any attention? Oh, just on the podcast.
No, nobody knows. I mean, it's not something to joke about, but if it was something that you would think is funny, it's funny.
But that's like an AIDS patient from, you know, the early 90s, because now there's medicine and stuff. They actually, they look like you and I, man.
Thank you. Thank you for telling us about the medicine.
Pass. No, they actually, what happens is that a lot of times AIDS patients, they have to eat very healthy, take care of themselves very well. So they actually look better than your average Joe. If you see somebody that looks good, you go, oh, okay, that guy probably has AIDS.
You know, if I ever have a son, I'm going to name him Average Joe. You think he'll succeed or over? What's the word?
He'll just go by Joe, and it won't make any difference. And every once in a while, people will be like, "Is that what's your middle name?" And he goes, "Actually, Joe's my middle name. My first name is Average. I never use it for obvious reasons."
Do you think he'll excel? Okay, that's dumb. Let's get going. So the roast is coming out. I play golf today.
You went to Bobby Kelly's kid's birthday party, annual
Sunday.
On Sunday, let's hear it. You went and hung out with some friends. I didn't go.
I didn't really hang out this year. There wasn't any.
Had a sore throat. I didn't sit down with AIDS myself.
I didn't sit down with comics at all because there was no comics I wanted to hang with. Yeah, I mean there were, you know, people that I liked. But you know how we sat down last year? It was me, Keaton, and everybody. No, none of my crew was there.
Do you think with those rings on, like, people take you seriously? Like, when you're talking to them?
I'm going to get
and
one.
Also, you've still got a Band-Aid on one
I'm
of
I'm going to get
it
fixed tomorrow when I go to New York. I'm going to get it sized.
And, like, do you think, like, when you're, like, in a store or talking business with people and they look down and see all that garbage on your hands?
Wait till I get one here.
Do you think that they're, like... Oh my God.
Do people put rings on this finger, on their index finger?
Listen, you do it. You've already crossed the line. So do whatever you want now.
Do they put them on the index finger?
Do it.
Do they?
Listen, I don't know about rings, but when I see a man with jewelry, I think, what a douchebag.
Do you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I think a lot of people do. They go, oh God, this guy's got... You know what it is? It's like...
Oh, here we go.
It's like when you see someone now with cigarettes... Going to smoke, you go, oh, they haven't worked it all out yet. They haven't figured out their shit.
Yeah.
They're still searching.
Yeah.
You know? You see you with those rings, that's the same thing you think of. You say, oh, this guy, he's empty. There's something wrong with him.
Red flags?
Yes. You don't think so?
No, I think he's an entertainer.
Like the tattoos. You think he's an entertainer?
Yes, I look like a rocker. I'm a rocker.
No, you really don't see yourself, do you? You're so concerned about your waist and your
I don't waste. What do you? Oh, I thought you meant my waist. Go ahead.
Like your poop? No.
No.
Like your waist?
Oh,
like
fuck. Go ahead.
What?
Nothing. I'll tell you later.
No. What?
I got to get that dead mouse downstairs.
Oh.
Go ahead. I'm worried about my waist.
But really, but it's the rest of it that people are taking in, you know.
Yeah, but if you're thin, you can get away with anything.
You cannot be a 61-year-old rocker that's never been a rocker. Like, if you're a famous rocker, that's one thing, but you can't.
I'm fucking like a fucking rocker. You see me and you go...
No, you honestly, and I'm not trying to be mean, but you look like somebody who hasn't worked out their shit.
Worked out what?
You're still trying to something. I don't know. Trying to get something.
Wait till I get one for
you. It's like when you see women with lots of plastic surgery, you kind of feel sorry for them. You're like, oh.
Yeah, but this ain't plastic surgery.
That person's not happy with themselves. That's what, when you look at your rings and your watches and your...
I got one watch. How many watches?
Gold jewelries. Well, it's not just a watch. It's a Rolex. If you only had the Rolex with the, what do you call that, a bezel or something?
There's no diamond bezel on it.
Oh.
It's a regular...
Not that one, the other one.
I got rid of that.
Oh. But if you just had this gold and silver Rolex, fine. You'd be like, okay, that's... I mean, I guess I can see that. But with the rings, like, look at this dumb...
That's my wedding band.
It's so awful. And...
Why is it awful?
It just looks cheap.
Are you crazy?
Yes. These all look cheap. They do. They look like...
Do you know how many people compliment these?
Can I just tell you something about compliments? And I know we've been over it.
No, we haven't.
Sometimes people, it glares in their eye and stuff. And then they've have to... They're so in your face that you have to say something. And what are people going to say? Those are awful? No. People
yes.
are gonna go,
my friends would tell the truth.
No, they'd be like, they can't. They don't know what to do. So they go, oh, those are nice rings. Ooh, you get caught staring at them. You got to go, oh, I'm just admiring your rings. But really, they're not. I'm telling you, I want you to wear them and be happy. And but just know what you're not. Bless you.
Thank you.
You're not. Here we go. Another one.
Thank you. I'm allergic to babbling.
I didn't say bless you on the second one. I only do one. That's it.
I barely do one. It's so dumb when people go, bless you. Mind your business. Like if you're out and you sneeze and a stranger goes, bless you. Fuck, mind your business. You know what I mean? Would you say bless you to a stranger?
I say bless you and then people go, oh, thank you. That like,
you say it to strangers.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh,
one time.
That's invading their privacy. I don't like it.
What do? Spit in their face?
I go, ha ha. I don't say thank you. I don't say bless you to strangers. I don't know them. How do I know if they're religious? I might offend them.
You don't say God bless you.
I do. I say may the spirit of life and God bless you.
I say
you.
Die sinner. Die.
Is that what you say?
Yeah.
You tell me, your eyes lit up like you were going to come out with some fucking killer line there.
No, my eyes lit up because your ring glinted into
eye. Listen, Bobby's party for his kid is great because one.
But you wore those rings even at the barbecue, right? Like even in a very casual setting, you put on all those. You never take them off. People do ask me that on Twitter. Does he ever take the rings
for golf? I take them off.
Oh, you do take them off occasionally, but not
for golf. I can't swing with rings.
Right, but you're not good. And what about working out? You wear those to the gym?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then just to a casual barbecue, you...
Yeah.
You keep those on.
Yeah.
In case there's kids that want to look at your hands.
Why kids?
Kids come over because they like shiny things. You're not scared of crows coming at you trying to steal your rings.
Now,
what about earrings? You're not going to do that?
I had earrings, but I got too old for earrings.
Oh, so there are some things that you feel you're too old for.
Yeah, earrings. I'm not fucking Bill Bradley on TV who died wearing earrings, remember?
Is that why he died? From an infection from earrings?
Was that his name, Bill Bradley?
I mean, is that the 60 Minutes guy that you're talking about?
Something Bradley. No, Bill Bradley was a basketball player. What's his name?
I don't know what you're talking
about. You watch 60 Minutes all the time.
I don't know. I don't remember that guy's name.
I'll look it up. Alexa, what was Bradley's first name from 60 Minutes?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Alexa, who's Bill Bradley?
William Warren Bradley is an American former professional basketball player and politician.
Alexa, is there a Bradley with 60 Minutes? You fucking piece of shit, you dumbass.
Alexa, name the cast from 60 Minutes.
Oh, come on. He's not going to be in it. He's dead.
Sorry, I don't know that.
How would she not know that?
No, it's because I talked before she answered.
Alexa.
No, but you're going to get her to list 27 people that aren't Bill Bradley. Okay.
It's not Bill Bradley. Alexa, name the cast from 60 Minutes.
I don't know that one.
Alexa, who's on 60 Minutes?
The guests on 60 Minutes for Sunday, June 10th, have not been announced yet.
Oh.
Alexa, shut up.
She's stupid. Who do you think's dumber? Alexa or the other one? Who's someone on the phone? What the fuck is that?
Stop. Alexa, stop. Because you said, who's dumber, Alexa or the other one? And then she went with the other one. Alexa, stop.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Alexa, stop.
What's the other one that on the phone? What's the name of it?
Siri?
Alexa, are you smarter than Siri?
I like all AIs.
It's code. It means yes.
Really? You don't know what...
What'd she say?
I like all AIs.
What's AIs?
You don't know? Let's see if you can figure it out. AI. Tick, 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 tick. Wish we had the 60 Minutes clock right now.
AI. I don't know. I don't know. What are you, Dominic Henry, doing your Jeopardy bit?
He has a Jeopardy bit?
He said that was his big bit. That and the chopsticks.
I'm so sorry that I don't know these fucking, like... I mean, could it be a more obscure reference that you're acting
He's
like...
He's your friend. He was your friend.
His wife was my friend, but I can say with... I saw him do stand-up one time when I very first got to New York.
Well, you worked with him in Long Island.
That's right.
And you got fired.
No, I didn't.
Remember that time?
I didn't get fired.
I got fired once.
I did not get fired. I bombed.
I got fired. What's AI stand for?
I'm not telling you. You can figure it out.
No, I can't.
What's Siri and what is Alexa? Alexa, stop.
Information. Something information.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, something information, right?
No.
AI.
Okay, this is a great example. I actually know the answer, and you're still trying to act like you're the expert on it.
I'm not acting like I'm the expert.
How about this? I don't know. Say, I don't know.
I said, I don't
I'm
know.
I'm dumb.
I said, I don't know.
Say,
tell me.
I'm dumb.
No.
I don't know anything.
No,
say it.
No, I don't know.
Alexa, what's AI stand for?
AI is an abbreviation of artificial intelligence. Artificial
insemination.
Aortic
insufficiency.
All right.
Alexa, stop. Jeez,
what did she say it was again?
Aorta insufficiency.
No, something information.
You still don't know.
I forgot.
I forgot. What?
It's artificial information.
Oh, artificial information was the second one. But what is she talking about? What is she really saying when she says AI? It's something you don't have. Starts with an I. Something you
intelligence.
Don't. There you go.
Artificial intelligence.
After 80 tries.
So
unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yet you'll still be like, tell people how to talk and what to say and call people stupid.
You're dumb.
There you go. There's.
You're stupid.
That's right.
Like, you think you know everything?
I don't. I never do. I never do. I think I know nothing.
No, you're so like, oh my.
If I know something 100%, I will tell it to you.
Oh, yes.
If I have any doubt whatsoever, I'll say, I'm not 100% sure. However, this is my best guess.
All right, so now let's move on.
But you have a weird thing in your brain where
what
you
was
like,
his name
you think him? You know everything.
Huh? I'm gonna check on okay, watch this.
What's AI? I'm gonna say AI no. later today, and you'll be like, "What are you talking about?"
Hold on, watch this. Siri, what was Bradley's first name from 60 Minutes?
Checking on that. Here's what I found on the web for what was Bradley's first name from 60 Minutes.
Ed Bradley.
Ed Bradley.
Yeah. How does Wait, what's this one? Siri, no. Siri.
Oh my God, you almost didn't. Do you need to go to the doctor?
Siri, no.
Are you dying? I need to know, like, what is happening? Because I think you might be, like, on a downhill slide, and it's hard to tell with you because for various reasons. Are you
Ed Bradley
sliding?
No.
Downwards, and no. Then you're just going to be in a wheelchair, in a diaper.
No, what are you trying to scare me for?
And I'm just going to be like wheeling you around.
No.
And you'll be like, the only thing you'll remember is to put on your rings. That'll be, my rings. Where my rings?
Yeah, you know who you remind me of?
Go ahead. Can you remember the name?
No. What's the movie? What's the show?
Cumberbatch.
What's the movie? What's the show we watch? What's the show?
This is not helping your cause. At this point, you should just not say anything.
Oh, Patrick Melrose.
Oh, there you go.
You're like his mom when she was young.
What the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about?
His mom. Remember last night? She was in a wheelchair and dead and dying.
But that, why is that me? I'm saying that's the way you're going to be.
But you kind of look like her.
Jennifer Jason Leigh, thank you. So that's the way you're going to be, I'm saying. So why would you say that's me?
I don't know.
Does that have to do
I'm
with
rubbing
it?
Your glue.
Oh, my God. What is... Let's get this shit in order. You know what I mean? Because I got to have some money to put you in a home. I'm not doing it. I won't be able to do it.
I'm not going in a home. I'll do a condo.
You're not going in a home? Well, No. You have no choice. You won't even know where you are. As long as you have your rings, you'll be fine.
Oh, you're going to use that one again?
I keep using that for the rest of my life, man. That ring thing. That bing, bing, bing.
What about my watch?
Stop doing that on the table.
What about my watch?
I don't know.
If I ever die, make sure I have four rings and a watch right now that, you know.
Honestly, if you went and like somebody like cut your hands off and the cops came to me and said like, is this, no, your hands, I would know. Your hands, I would know. But the rings, they could show me any ugly ring. I'd be like, I guess so.
They're insured.
I wouldn't know. I don't like know. Like this one, it's just, what is that?
It's beautiful. You don't think that's beautiful? That's 3 carats.
I guess I just honestly don't understand the psychological makeup. Which I get of one somebody right who here. Wants
it's, that, what, I get one here and a diamond bracelet.
Okay, so what is it that you need the rings for people to know you're successful? Is
no,
that what it is?
It looks good on stage.
But why do you think it looks good on stage?
It just shows it reeks success.
So you, then
I am
my
successful.
Initial statement is true. You want
no.
These show that you're successful. That's why you also want the Louis Vuitton stuff.
No, I haven't used my Louis Vuitton forever. I use a backpack. I have too much stuff. And I'm kind of like getting, like I got to start using a Louis Vuitton again.
Okay, but you liked the Louis Vuitton in the beginning because it showed.
I love it.
It shows people. Because one time I said, I don't want a Louis Vuitton bag, and you got one for me anyway. I'm just saying, we're different. Because you, and then the reason you're mad about me not wearing a big wedding ring is because it reflects poorly on you.
No, but your Kate Spade pocketbook might go up in value now.
I doubt it. She'd already sold the company.
Oh, that's sad. It was very sad. She took her own life. See, money is not the root to all happiness. Like, she was a billionaire.
See? This, you don't need the rings.
They're not money, they're rings. Jewelry is the root to happiness. Like, she had billions of dollars. I wonder, you know, and you think, people with mental illness, it doesn't matter how much money you have.
It
look
doesn't
at Richard,
discriminate.
Richard Jenny, you know, who took his own life. Unbelievable, great comic, loaded. I guess you just get to the point where you can't handle it. Where you can't handle it anymore. It's just boom. It's sad. Very sad. You know, I remember when my anxiety was so bad and I was having panic attacks. I didn't know what I was going to do. I wasn't going to kill myself, but I was going, I got to quit comedy. I was so fucked up.
Well, that was a missed opportunity.
Yeah. Yep. You know what's really pissing me off? And it's only $49. I ordered off of Facebook through a company. Someone got one. I forget. Oh, I think it was Patrick told me to get it. You put it on your skin and it's like a vacuum. It cleans your skin, your pores and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I ordered it through a company on Facebook and they just ripped me off for $49. They just said, they just haven't sent it. And now their email is down. Like, I got ripped off. Like, then I call PayPal and they go, well, you could put in a complaint, but PayPal didn't cover it. Like, can you not do that when I'm, you know? So, like, it's only $50 and I don't give a shit about the money. It's just a fact. These motherfuckers ripped me off and I can't get a hold of them to curse them out. You know what I mean?
I think that story resonates with a lot of people right now. So thank you for sharing.
They got ripped off too? Do you want to talk about the sitter that never... Nah, that's dumb.
Well, no, we can talk about because we deal with these situations differently. So...
Do you want me to tell the story? And then you could put your two cents into
sure,
it?
Sure, by all means, go ahead and tell the story. You and know, also, just one more thing. Why do you even go to the gym? Isn't just walking around with those rings on... Isn't that like weighted enough to build up your biceps?
That's a stretch. That's a... All right, here's the story. You know, we go through this website, we're trying to find a sitter.
We have a hard time getting babysitters because
we had one.
Then... Yeah, but the problem is that it's very late for week. Nights, for a week which night. When we really need it, so the babysitter, then, and so people just don't have it in them to stay up till 1 o'clock.
So then
morning,
I found
apparently.
One, you know, over 50. So you would think she doesn't have a day job; she could do it. Time's up.
Well, people over 50 don't have day jobs.
No, there's more of a chance of her not having one than a 24-year-old.
Mm.
There's more of a chance if she's on the website looking to do childcare. At 50, maybe that's what she's looking, you know. It's just a better chance. I'm not saying you can't have a job after 50. I mean, both of us work. So.
I'm not over 50. Thank you, though.
I am.
I know, but you just said both of us work.
Oh, sorry. Freudian slip. What does that mean when people go Freudian slip? Do you know what that means?
Yes.
What?
It means you say something sexual by accident.
Oh.
Or I guess it doesn't have to be sexual. It could just be, it reveals something about you that you didn't mean to reveal.
Why are you shaking yourself all sexy? So.
Can I go now? Can we be done?
Why?
I don't know. You're just, it's like, it's,
why halfway through every podcast?
I know, but it just is, gets so depressing to try to listen to you tell stories.
Sorry.
It's like the gum comes out, a new one goes in. It's like you don't see yourself. You don't try to better.
I don't try to better myself. What do you think I go to the gym for all the time?
I don't know. As there's a fucking somebody sucks your cock there. I don't know. You suck someone else's cock.
Oh, really?
Know.
At the gym?
I don't know what happens at the gym.
You go to one.
Not at your gym. I don't know what you do there.
I go on the treadmill now.
Look, the point is that then you go to tell a story and you're like...
All right, can I tell the story? All right, here's the story.
Okay, yeah, make sure you fucking build it up. Here's the story, folks. Okay, here's the thing. One of the things I need to say about this story is that it's a story and I'm about to tell it. I can't fucking take it. Why are you shaking your shoulder? It's like, ugh.
What are you fucking... There's something wrong with you today.
Yes, there's something wrong with me. I can't... It's like living is fucking brutal right now. I'm about to tell a story.
Okay, so we go on this website to try to find a babysitter. So I set up an appointment for Sunday. I was at Bobby's Kids Barbecue. So the appointment was for 7 p.m. to meet at a diner. So.
No, take your time. Take your time. Those long pauses really help make sure people know, I do need time to process. And now you're meeting a potential babysitter at a diner. Now.
At 7.
Yeah.
So.
But.
So.
So.
I, So
you
I
don't need to say so. Just tell the fucking story. I go to meet her at the diner.
Okay,
guess
no,
what?
Let me
she
know.
She fucking texts me.
Can you
can you meet me at 8 o'clock instead? I'm with my grandchildren.
Wait, can I?
Oh, okay. Sure.
Wait,
no problem.
Let me.
I say to Rich, hey, why don't you text her back and say, hey, if you want to meet tomorrow, that's fine.
You're ruining it.
I'm not fucking ruining it. I'm speeding it up.
Okay,
you're telling the same thing in a fucking 20-minute thing.
No, so I was supposed to meet at 7, but I left Bobby's party.
You don't have to speak faster. Just don't take any pauses.
Okay, so
is it really that hard to think about?
So I left Bobby's party at 5 o'clock to get back by
is
7.
Is this information that people
fucking need? Yes, because I left early. I left early.
Oh,
so
did you leave early? Rada told me everybody had already left.
No. Some people left. Some didn't.
And you also told me, I said, was it fun? You go, oh, my friends were leaving right when I got there.
Not when I got there.
Okay, go ahead.
Not
tell
when
your
I
dumb
got
story.
There.
At 5 o'clock, he's got to go.
So I'm leaving early. Then she says, can you come at 8 instead? And I said, okay. Well, I go, yes, okay, or will tomorrow be better? She never got back to me. So instead of, the diner was on my way home from the party. So instead of, because I would have made it to the diner at 6:45 from the party. So instead of going to the diner, I go all the way home. Then we come back home. And then we go back to the diner to meet at 8 o'clock. Sat there till 8:25. She never showed up. Never emailed, nothing. So I write to her, I can't believe you didn't show up, whatever. What, you know, you didn't.
You should read the email. You should
read
the email.
No, it's the second email.
Oh.
Do you want to read the email? I'll
read it.
Okay.
Don't fucking piss Rich Voss off, man. Don't say you.
Huh?
Here we go.
Okay.
Now, my thing has been to just write her off right then and there. Completely not talk. But Rich, he's got to get last word in.
No, it's not getting last word in. It's, you know, telling a person. All right, here, messages. Oh, I got another one. Oh, fuck. Oh.
Once again,
I'm trying to find it. You know, things don't just pop up on your phone. You got to go to them, different sites. You know, live and learn, Bonnie. Live and learn. Okay, message is here. Do you really want me to read it?
Yeah. What are we doing here if we're not fucking telling every detail of our fucking dumb lives?
Okay, here. Okay, tonight I let it at this. Can we do 8? Hadn't seen my grandkids in a while and they're here. Yeah, I could see that. I go, yes. Then I put, will tomorrow be easier? No response. I go, okay, tonight. Tonight it is. Be there 8:05. See you then. Then at 8:15, I write, we're sitting here. Is there a problem? Then at 9 o'clock, yes, there is, and I wouldn't blame you if you do not respond. My grandson was playing with my phone. We dismantled my, I never saw this one, yard house, looking for it. I am so, so sorry. I'm literally sick to my stomach. This has never happened to me. I'm embarrassed. Bonnie, my grandkids visit once a month. I don't know what more I can do to
Bonnie.
Make, yeah, me or you. You know, we're both under the
she looking. Thinks I'm writing this shit? Oh, brother.
I truly am sorry. She goes, what can I do to make this up? Should I put what I wrote?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I go, what can I do to make it? I go, nothing. I left my good friend's kid's birthday party in Westchester, New York, early. I drove 2 hours home to be there at 7. After you said 8, I drove home and back and sat there till 8:30. I go, you ruined my day and evening. You could have emailed me before we left to go to the diner. It's unbelievable that an adult would be so inconsiderate and irresponsible. Glad we found out now. That's all I wrote. And then she wrote, whatever, a response. I don't want to read hers. It's sad. But yeah, I wrote, yes.
Her response.
No, I already
you
got
to read it.
No.
You got to now.
It's mean. I don't want to be mean to her.
Why is it mean?
Because she said, I am a responsible person and this and that. She goes, I'll give you a couple free night babysitting nights. We never even hired her. So, but whatever. I never even saw the one where the phone was lost or dismantled, that one. But whatever. I'm just saying, yes, if you don't say how you feel when someone
but
does
something
to
you. But now don't you feel
you,
a little bad?
No, I don't
because
feel...
Because she, you didn't see, you lashed out in anger.
But still, no, that's her phone was...
Look,
come
I think,
on.
Whatever.
I'm
not sticking up for her. I'm just saying, like, your modus operandi generally is to lash out in anger
not
and then have to, like...
No, not lash out, to not bury everything. When you're, when somebody...
Well, this is my thing. This is my thing. I don't think relationships have to be fixed if I'm never going to see the person again. I don't feel like I have to, like, people go, if even if I'm going to see someone again, but they're not like a good friend of mine and they've done something shitty to me, I don't feel like I have to go to them and be like, hey, listen, I would like to talk about the way you talked to me the other day. No. I feel like, well, now I know who they are and I'm not best friends with them anyway. So it doesn't matter. They're not my family or I've got enough problems trying to figure out the dynamics of
yes.
people that are close to me, let alone trying to figure out what's going on with strangers or having...
I'm just saying...
Or having some say in that.
Well, but by me writing what I wrote, when it gets off my chest, the anger I had that this person was so irresponsible. I'm a responsible person. Two, maybe they won't do it again to the next person.
Well, the kid took the phone and she couldn't get her phone, I guess.
Well, I don't know. Come on. You know, look, you know you have an appointment at 8 o'clock. She was going to say, can we push it back an hour? And I said, yes. I kept doing everything... To accommodate her. So, you know, the kid took the phone. Come on, the dog ate my homework. Whatever.
Right. No, responsible. I agree, but that's why I just wouldn't respond.
Well,
I wouldn't have responded.
I
wouldn't have wasted any more
energy. I didn't respond again after she responded.
I mean, I would have been pissed, and then I would have been like, fuck her in my head or
well, yeah,
to
but
you.
Then you bury it and
no,
it comes
No, I don't bury
out.
It. I let it go.
No.
That's different than burying it. Burying it is when it's your mother or your sister or your husband or somebody that it's going to keep on. Do you really think like if I didn't, if that happened to me and then I didn't write her back how I felt that that's going to keep coming up in my life? No, it's
if you
like
went, if you went,
some fucking situation. It's like if a waiter is shitty to you, do you really then have to take the waiter aside and be like, you know, I felt that you were disrespectful to me or whatever? No, you leave the restaurant. It doesn't come up again in your life. You go, that's the fucking price of doing business in life.
If you buy a car and the salesman lies to you, are you going to say you lied to me?
No, listen, if I owned that car then, that's different because that does keep coming back in my life. But if I didn't buy the car and I found out later that the guy lied to me, no, because it doesn't have anything to do with my life and I don't feel like taking time out of other relationship business that I have to do.
We're different people.
Right,
different.
But you keep saying I stuff it down. I don't. I let it go.
Okay, I let it go after I...
After you did that, you did and you didn't. Let it go.
I
because
did let
then
it go.
You felt bad after she
I didn't feel
back.
That bad because I didn't write back to her. You know,
the reason you didn't write back to her though is, and is this fair to say? Because I told you just let it go, don't write back.
Well, I wasn't gonna write back. I'm not gonna get into the sink.
I
never
feel
gonna...
like you would have just continued.
No,
on.
I would not. We're not gonna hire her. Right. I mean,
I feel like this is the projection of what could have happened with you. And just tell me if I'm wrong, that you would have that interaction with her, an anger thing where she, and then she would write you
but
back
I wasn't
and
really
apologize
mean to her.
And then you would be okay with it. Then you'd feel bad for lashing out. And the next thing you know, she's our babysitter.
First of all, I didn't really lash out. I just said, we accommodated.
It was pretty hard.
No, that's
you
not
ruined
hard.
My day and my night.
Well, she did.
I know, but
well, she did.
It's weird to say to a stranger.
Well, okay, maybe that's
me.
Maybe that's
maybe
the
I'm
most.
Wrong.
But I said that a person can be that irresponsible, and it, you know, when you're going for to look for
you
a job,
you want to hurt her.
No, no, I wanted to say to her, why would you do this? It's not professional. That's all. I'm a professional. When I'm working, I show up on time. I do what I'm supposed to do. I am a professional.
And I know you think I always take the opposite side, but just to so that you can look at yourself and your behavior a little bit. A lot of times we have babysitters, you will stay out later than you told them you're coming back because you're like, who cares?
No,
it doesn't matter.
No, that's not. Maybe 10 minutes. I always try to get home on time, and I call them if we're running a little late. a little late.
Is that honest?
Yes, we call. We always call.
No, but when you're sitting at the cellar and I'm like, we got to go. We told the babysitter we'd be back.
And we
you'll
always
be like,
it.
Oh, it's fine.
No, I don't. I said, we'll make it still. I'll go, it's fine. We'll make it. I don't go, it's fine. Fucker, we'll be late. I go, it's fine. We'll make it.
You don't?
Not really, no. I know, because I
that,
know.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. Maybe okay. Once or twice in 10 years, I said, we could be 15 minutes late. Maybe I have. Maybe once or twice at the most. But I always try to be responsible with babysitters because I know a lot of them have to get up early for work. And that's, you know. Anyhow, look. It's so hard to find a babysitter. I don't even know if this website, if they're getting my emails half the time when I, you know, because I respond and say, hey, we're looking for part-time. And then one girl got back to me and I said, okay, we'll email, we'll set up an appointment. And then she doesn't get back again. So I don't even know how, you know, if these people check their emails or they, you know, how, you know, I thought we found someone that was good. And then what happened to her, that girl? Sam,
I think she just felt like it was too late. I think she thought she could do it because she did have to work in the mornings, and she thought once.
No, she said she didn't have to work on Wednesdays. Remember?
No, she still had to work, but just half a day. So she had to get up in the morning and go to work, but then she would be back. And I think it just like still took its toll on her. And it's like, I think.
And we always pay well.
Yeah, we pay well, but you know. I don't know. She was always just sitting there. It's almost like she didn't even change the channel. She just sat there and waited until we got back.
Yeah, like
she never ate
puppy.
Any food or
nothing.
Just, I think she just sat there. But I don't know why they don't like go to the park with Raina or like, you know, there's a lot of things to do outside or.
Well,
they
Lauren, just let, Lauren used to.
Lauren was great. Well, she was the best one we ever had.
Because she was in child care or a teacher.
She was
for
a teacher, and she would help Raina with her homework, and Raina loved her.
Look at this. There's two adult kids, guys, you know, probably 25, out front throwing a football to each other, having a catch. Who does that? Just two. Hey, let's go have a catch. Hey, Fred, let's go have a catch. Do people really do that nowadays? With a football. Hey, come on.
I think they're high schoolers and they probably just got home from high school.
No, I don't. I think they're older than high school. But even high school, hey, let's go have a catch with a football. Seems kind of like, get it together. What I'm saying is, are they loners? Does that make sense with you? You know what I mean?
I don't want to disagree with you on every single topic, so sometimes I just stay silent.
You agree? You think two guys should get, hey, let's go have a catch? With a football.
They, like, oh, let's go play video games that you'd be better with that. Let's
Go hang out in front of a 7-Eleven or something. Talk to girls.
Smoke pot.
No, not smoke pot. Talk to girls. Or play basketball at least. One-on-one basketball.
There's no basketball.
There's basketball
here.
All over town.
Maybe they don't have a car. Look, I don't give a shit about other people, I guess, the way that you do. You tend to have a lot of.
I see what's
snide
going on.
Snide comments for anybody who's out and about.
Well, we're different. We're different people.
We sure are. Boy.
Huh?
We sure are.
You horny when you see me like this?
I mean, those rings, you know, it's hard to say no. I think that's what they're really for. You shine the. It's like you're, you know.
That's why.
You render them unable to see, and the next thing you know, you got them in bed. They're like disoriented.
That's why I don't finger bang you. I'm scared I'll lose one. That was gross. So I was at the Brigada last week, Monday through Thursday.
If you do that one more time with your hand, I swear to God, I'm going to cut it off. I can't handle it. It's like, what is this?
What's happening?
He takes his hand and makes a claw and then puts all fingers down on the, like, like tapping, but hard.
No, I'm going like this. You can't even hear it. Or you never do this on the table with your fingers? Like you're a horse race. I was at the Brigada last
Speaking of horse race.
Last Sunday.
Look into your dumb face.
Last Sunday through Thursday, I was at the Brigada, and I, four nights.
Here we go. Folks, settle in. Listen, you can skip ahead, and I guarantee you will not miss any of this story. It's, he has not learned anything from his last storytelling piece at the Brigada. Do you know what you're going to say beforehand?
Mm-mm.
You've been doing it on stage two, going so slow. It's like, yes, I want to run up on stage and choke you. It's like, come on.
So I just want to say how much fun it was. And
oh, so this is not, this is why, because there's no fucking story.
No, there is. I just want to say I had a great time last week at the Brigada, Sunday through Thursday, working with Aaron Jackson and John Fish. And then Friday night, Bobby and I, with WBAB Radio in Long Island, did Westbury Music Fair. And I want to thank them. We had a great time. Some kid opened for us, did 15 minutes. He's only doing comedy for 6 months. But he didn't completely bomb. He held his own. How can you do 15 minutes if you've only been doing comedy for 6 months?
That's the only time you can do it.
But he kept saying, and a big hand for, he'd go when you, after something didn't work.
Yeah.
Let's get it going for Bobby and Rich or whatever. But he did okay. I didn't listen to the material, but he didn't get booed. So, and then Bobby and I, and then we went out to eat, Bobby, myself, and a friend of Bobby's and mine. And it was a good time. So thank you, WBAB. And Anthony was there. From Opie and Anthony, and the two radio hosts brought
from
me
from Opie and Anthony? Or do you want to just say his more current credit, you fucking piece of shit? And you know what else? You would get so mad if somebody did that to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. What would they do to me? How would they say it?
Well, if they use like Last Comic Standing credit or something, you get so mad and you're
You're right.
He's got a fucking current thing going on,
Artie's not on the show anymore.
Oh, well, then I don't even know what his current thing is. It's so current.
Dave Landau, he has some other comic from Michigan now as a sidekick.
So what's it called? Ant and...
I don't know.
Dave? Ant and Dave from Ant and Dave. I don't know. Anyway, Anthony Cumia.
Keith the Cop was there.
From the Compound Media.
Keith the Cop, standing around like he was CIA.
Why is he still called Keith the Cop? It should be Keith the used to be a cop.
Keith used to be a cop. And the two radio hosts.
Keith the Assistant. That's what it should be called. He should be called now.
So the radio hosts introduced me. You know, I go a big hand for Roger and the other guy. I forget. I go, two radio hosts that know how to hold on to their job, which got a pretty good laugh. Get it? Because Anthony was there. Two radio hosts that know how to hold on to their job. Do you get it?
I sure do. Thank you, though.
Do you want to go out with those guys playing the catch and play monkey in the middle?
Nope.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up.
I had a lot of fun today.
Huh? Why?
I don't know. I'm just depressed and it's hard to...
Why are you depressed?
I don't know.
Everything's going.
Fucking comes and goes.
Why don't you see somebody?
I would love to.
Then do it.
Well, I don't know how to...
Just find a therapist? You look online. You find out if they take your insurance.
The last therapist I had really pissed me off.
Why?
She was always telling me to quit comedy.
Was it your mom?
It was my mother. No.
Why did she tell you to quit comedy? What kind of therapist is that?
Because it tends to be the source of my angst a lot of times. And then she just was like, I think you'd be a lot happier if you quit. And I was like, oh, fuck you. You don't understand.
Oh, that's not good advice. I don't like that advice. Don't go back to her.
And also because I say I'm going to quit comedy all the time. She probably was like.
Why didn't quit?
Yeah. She was like, give me a bit of my own.
Well, anyhow, so. This weekend, I'll be at Dead Croak. Oh, baby, do that some more.
I itch my tit. Oh, that feels good. Yeah, got it. Nice.
This Friday and Saturday, Dead Croak Comedy, Wilmington, North Carolina. VossRoast.com, pre-order the roast.
Go to VossRoast.com, take a look at that trailer.
Yep, pre-order.
Zip around in there, pre-order some shit, and let's
get this thing going.
Yeah.
go to richvoss.com. I have a bunch of dates. I'm starting to book up 2019 now.
All right, bye.
I'll see you later, Bonnie, and I'll see you guys later. Thank you for listening, and sorry about Bonnie. I'm sorry. Hey, I can't do it alone. Oh, look at that. You did a pull-up. How many can you do? Go ahead. Let me see.
Stop.
What?
Do your own thing.
I'm not doing my own thing. All right. At Twitter, at Instagram, all that shit. Friday, Saturday, Dead Crow, Wilmington, North Carolina. See you guys there. Go to richvoss.com for all my dates. Next Saturday, the 16th, myself, Ron Bennington, Jim Florentine. It's on my website in New York. Goodbye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with Audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.